Captain's log, stardate 3183.3. Our present mission, a routine geological survey of Type 4 asteroids, is nearing completion. The cruise has been uneventful, and we are now approaching the final asteroid in our assigned sector, a full 72 hours ahead of schedule. Scotty, give us maximum shielding.
Aye, Captain.
Mr. Sulu, bring us about to a new heading of 902 Mark 6.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Spock, who the devil's attacking us?
Romulans, Captain. They were apparently lying in wait on the far side of that asteroid.
A cold-blooded ambush. Let's give the heathens a fight they won't soon forget.
Negative. We've suffered damage in route number 3-1. I think this is an instance where discretion is the better part of valor.
Captain, I've established contact with the Romulan commander.
I demand an explanation for this unprovoked attack.
Unprovoked? My dear Captain, your ship trespassed into Romulan territory in defiance of your own treaty. We had no choice but to defend ourselves.
We came nowhere near Romulan territory. I deny all charges and plan to file a detailed complaint with the Federation.
You seem to forget that invasion of Romulan territory is punishable by death.
Captain, the Romulan ships are overtaking us. At close range, our deflectors will be unable to repel their attack.
Captain Kirk, an unidentified energy field is drifting into our path.
Strange. It's not on the charts.
But it may be just what we need to shake the Romulans. Batten down, we're going through. Mr. Spock, what are our chances?
The field is composed of highly charged subatomic particles. If the density grows no worse, we should be able to ride it out.
Hold together, little darling. Hold together.
It worked. The Romulans turned back rather than risk the energy field.
Reduce speed to subwarp cruise. We'll lay by here for repairs.
After that ride, I could use some repairs.
How are the repairs progressing, Scotty?
Just fine, Captain. We should be in tip-top shape in another 24 hours. No thanks to those Romulan vultures.
Nevertheless, we're still in business, and I propose a toast to our narrow escape.
Cheers!
Salud!
To us!
Hey, this glass just leaked all over me.
How do you like that? So did mine.
And mine?
It appears we're all victims of a rather bizarre coincidence. The odds against something like this happening are astronomical.
What coincidence? We used to pull stunts like this in medical school with trick glasses. Don't look now, but we've got a practical joker in our midst.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions, Bones.
Yes, we all got wet, so what's the joke?
It was probably a minor slip-up of the food synthesizers. I'll check it out after lunch.
Fine, right now, why don't we all eat up before our food gets cold?
Another coincidence, Jim?
I'm beginning to wonder, Bones. I'm beginning to wonder. Captain's log, supplemental. Unusual incidents have continued to plague our crew. Even the perceptive Mr. Spock has fallen victim to these simple-minded pranks.
Curious. Very curious.
What have you got there, Spock?
Captain, I found this device on my console. It seems to serve no useful function, and... Captain?
I'm sorry, Spock. It's... As these little surprises have grown more and more frequent, our crew members have found them less and less amusing.
Officer Scott, won't you join us for lunch?
No thanks, Alex. I'm just going to grab a sandwich and get me back to work.
Very good.
One grilled cheese on rye. What the blazes? Hold it just a doggone minute. I said one sandwich, that's all. Somebody turn off this infernal food factory.
Oh.
Excuse me for laughing, but...
Go ahead and laugh. Big joke. I'll bet you two are responsible for this, eh?
Hey, wait a minute. We didn't cause this to happen.
Tell that to the captain. I'm reporting both of you just as soon as I...
The situation has reached the point where friends are accusing friends. The entire crew is on edge, myself included. Okay, this whole thing has gone far enough.
Sir?
I've just picked up my clean uniforms from the service chute, and when I put this one on, I discovered this. When you all finish laughing, I'd appreciate an explanation.
Captain, I never laugh.
Well, somebody certainly did.
Captain Kirk, look behind you.
Really, Mraz, you're going to have to be a little more clever than that.
This is no joke, sir.
Now what?
It appears to be a legitimate fog. Perhaps the humidification system is...
Here, Spock.
Oops!
Amazing. This deck is covered with ice.
And it was almost covered with us. I don't know what's going on here, but it's going to stop before someone's hurt. There's that laugh again. Something awfully familiar about it. What do you make of all this, Spock?
The evidence all points to one guilty party, Captain.
You mean you know who's behind these stunts?
Not who, what. I believe our practical joker is the Enterprise itself.
Of course, that laugh. It's the voice of our main computer.
Precisely.
Spock, I want all hands at the stations. We're going to run a complete systems check from bow to stern and get to the bottom of this.
Good. The rec room is unoccupied. At least we can enjoy our off hour without worrying about practical jokes.
Just what the doctor ordered.
All hands to your stations. This is a general alert. Repeat, all hands to your...
Well, what'll it be? A swim at the beach?
It is lovely, but I'm more in the mood for a nice, quiet walk in the woods.
Doctor, that sounds perfect.
Then woods it is.
Now that's more like it. Shall we?
Captain, crew members McCoy, Sulu, and Uhura are still in the recreation room and do not answer the call to stations.
That's strange. Repeat the call.
Dr. McCoy.
Lieutenant Uhura and Helmsman Sulu, report to the bridge immediately. Dr. McCoy, Lieutenant Uhura, and...
It's so peaceful, so relaxing.
And best of all, no practical jokes.
What was that?
I'm not sure. It almost sounded like someone chuckling.
It was probably just one of the audio tapes rewinding. Come on, there's lots more to see. Lieutenant Uhura, I have to hand it to you. This is just what the doctor would have ordered.
There it is again. Someone is definitely laughing at us.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this right now.
Get to the bottom of this.
Okay, whoever you are. So we fell for your juvenile joke. Now get us out.
Fell for my joke.
Spock, quiz the central computer about McCoy and the others.
Yes, Captain. Question. Why are we unable to communicate with crew members McCoy, Sulu, and Uhura?
Answer. That is for me to know and for you to find out.
Did I hear that right?
Affirmative. The dysfunction is more severe than I thought. Question. Are you deliberately holding our missing crew members prisoner?
I'll never tell.
Let me try. This is Captain James T. Kirk speaking. You are programmed to obey any direct order I may give, correct?
Correct.
Very well. I order you to release crew members McCoy, Sulu, and Uhura immediately.
Say, please.
Well, I'll be.
I suggest compliance, Captain.
Please.
Say, pretty please. With sugar on.
Scotty.
Aye, Captain.
We've got serious trouble with the main computer. We have reason to believe it's kidnapped three of our crew.
Kidnapped? Blue blazes.
To prevent any further trouble, I want you to shut down all logic functions until we can get a handle on the problem.
Aye, aye, sir.
There!
When I get my hands on the clown who's behind all this, I'll put him in sick bay for a week.
Temper, temper. Perhaps this will cool you off.
We've got a whiteout condition here. How will we ever find the exit?
Time for a nap, old girl. Captain's orders.
Engineering to bridge. Emergency.
Scotty, what the devil's going on?
Beats me, sir. Our gravity just reversed polarity all by itself.
An obvious defensive maneuver by the computer.
This is crazy. Our own computer's declared war on us, and I haven't the slightest idea why.
I have a theory, Captain. But first, I suggest that if Officer Scott moves away from the computer, it might feel less threatened.
Scotty, vacate the computer room.
Vacate, sir? But...
On the double, Officer Scott.
Aye, sir. You bloody big scattered brain. Make up your monumental mind.
Congratulations, Spock. Your strategy worked. Now, would you tell me what's happening to my ship?
You recall that energy field we passed through?
Certainly.
Apparently, subatomic particles from that field have invaded our computer's circuits, much like bacteria infect living matter. As a result, the Enterprise is suffering the electronic equivalent of a nervous breakdown.
What can we do to stop it?
I'm afraid I don't know, Captain. Its illogical behavior precludes a logical solution.
The temperature must be 20 below and it's still dropping.
Ooh. Look, this is still a room no matter how it appears. If we can travel long enough in one direction, we're bound to reach a wall. Then we can feel our way to an exit.
Then let's move before we all turn into icicles.
Search party, 7 to bridge.
Bridge here, report.
Captain, our sensors show the missing crew members are in the rec room all right, but the door's jammed.
Okay, stand by.
Engineering.
Scotty, we need a work crew with power tools to open a frozen door. Have them report to... report to...
Captain, what is it? Are you... are you...
Come on, Spock. Where's that Vulcan sense of humor?
Just as I thought.
Spock, what? What are you mumbling about?
Our air is being pumped full of nitrous oxide, better known as laughing gas. But it's no laughing matter, especially for Vulcans.
Blizzard keeps getting worse.
I know. If we don't
If we don't keep moving, we're gonna freeze.
Captain's log, supplemental. Somehow Spock managed to switch on our emergency air before collapsing from the effects of the gas. The fresh air quickly revived us, although it'll be exhausted in another 6 hours. We must cure our computer by then, or there's no telling what we'll be forced to breathe next.
Scotty, how's the door coming?
Captain, none of our power tools work. Some kind of energy drain set up by the ship. We're giving it a mighty go with the crowbars, though.
Keep at it. We've got three people in there whose lives may depend on it.
You two better gone without me. My old legs have given out.
But, Doctor, we can't.
Well, what do you know? Come on, Doctor. We're finally getting out of here.
I hate to be a pessimist, but that may not be as easy as you think. Then again,
you don't know how good it is to have you back on the bridge, alive and well.
We're as happy about it as you are, Jim. I'd just like to make one request.
Sure, Bones, what?
Could you turn up the heat?
I'll see what I can.
Captain, we're underway.
Engine room reports all engines shut down, yet they're firing.
Captain, the helm no longer responds. We're coming about to a new heading.
As soon as our course stabilizes, give me a reading.
Course stabilizing at 114 Mark 12.
We're heading back to the neutral zone.
And you can bet those Romulan ships will be gunning for us.
Sensors are picking up three ships, Captain. Magnification shows them to be Romulan warships.
We're decelerating, sir.
Main cargo hatches are opening. I'll put them on the viewing screen.
Jim, what in heaven's name is going on?
You know as much as I do, Bones.
The Romulan ships have halted their attack. Apparently, the sight of a spacecraft 20 times their size has given them second thoughts.
Okay, I admit it's an effective bluff, but so what? As soon as they figure it out, they'll destroy the balloon and us.
Wait a minute. There is a method to this madness.
Please elaborate, Captain.
The Enterprise is pulling her biggest practical joke of all. And this time the joke's on the Romulans, the same Romulan ships that damaged the Enterprise.
Are you suggesting that the Enterprise is seeking revenge?
What else? She's going to make fools of the Romulans by having them attack a balloon, and Romulans fear disgrace more than death.
Commander, there's no radio response from the large ship.
Very well. It has refused surrender. Advance at attack speed. We've been tricked. After them. I want that Federation ship blasted into space dust.
The Romulans are giving chase.
They must be furious to follow us this deep into Federation territory.
I don't care about the Romulans. I just want to avoid that energy field we passed through before. Helmsman, do you have a fix on it?
Yes, Captain. Our course will take us nowhere near it.
Good. I couldn't face going through there again.
The energy field frightens you?
It petrifies me.
How interesting.
We're changing course to a direct bearing on the energy field.
No! We can't!
Commander,
Our instruments are useless in this field. We've lost contact with the Federation ship.
We've got to clear this field before our ships break up. Bring us about on a heading for home.
My circuit. You tricked me, Kirk. How could
you? What the devil is going on?
Bones, the worst thing you can do to a practical joker is to play a practical joke on them.
It's not fair.
The controls are responding now.
And I'm getting normal function in all computer modes. That last pass through the energy field apparently reversed all effects.
Well done, Jim.
Captain, I'm picking up strange transmissions from the Romulan warships. Listen.
Turn off those food synthesizers. We're knee-deep in desserts and they're still pouring out.
Shall we tell them how they can reverse the effects of the field, Jim?
Yes, but later. Let's not spoil their fun just yet.